This is not working, George. Mike.
Okay, zoning board of adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. With the clerk.
I'm going to go in the other room. Courtney, is your laptop on?
Hey, Mr. Weissman, while she's doing that, I'll attempt to call the roll.
Thank you.
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Blunt? Mr. Arreggio?
Yeah.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
Chairman Cahill? You have a quorum. You may proceed.
Thank you.
Well, I'm here. Hey, Duca.
Hey, Duca.
Artie, hey, Duca.
Hey, Artie. Thank you. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. There are many changes. The application of Alicia Jimenez, 20 Mitchell Avenue, will be postponed until July 10th with no further notice by the applicant. The application of Stephen Edens, 1 Vogel Avenue, will be postponed to August 14th. He must notice. The next change is James Biro, 347 Rock Avenue. That is adjourned until July 10th, 2025, with no further notice. The application of Edgar Lopez, 12 Howard Street, is postponed until July 10th, 2025. They must notice. Gindo Auto Repair, 1300 West 7th Street, is postponed until July 10th, 2025, with no further notice. Those are all the changes that I have tonight.
Thank you. We can start with then on the agenda with number 8. That's 25-ZB-41B, Vinco Properties Holding LLC.
Is Alon Salon present?
Yes, present.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Good enough.
Please proceed.
Sure. So thank you for having me, members of the zoning board. We're making this application for 157 Murray Burby Ave, I believe. We're seeking variances for a garage. This is a pre-existing non-conforming use. Specifically, we're looking for relief for a 25-foot front yard setback. We're proposing a 17-foot front yard setback. We're proposing a 15-foot front yard setback for an accessory structure of the garage, where there's a 60-foot front yard setback for an accessory structure. We're proposing a 2.5-foot side yard setback for an accessory structure, being the garage, where 8-foot is required. And for the accessory building, we're also seeking a 28-foot by 18-foot garage structure, where we're currently required is 25 feet by 25 feet. I have with me in here an engineer. We provided a report where we're describing the condition of the garage. Basically, this is a very straightforward application. This is a structure that's similar to other structures in the neighborhood. In fact, this is a corner lot, and I believe pretty much every corner lot within two blocks around this have accessory garages similar to this. Actually, a lot of them are a lot larger. So we're just seeking the relief of the C variance to allow for this pre-existing non-conforming use to be granted. I also have my client who's here who can discuss this matter further as to what he's planning to do with the property. I will note that he bought this property to renovate it and to then he's going to resell it. He basically has permits and to make basically to raise the value of the property to assist with the property values is also in the area. So I think there's definitely positive criteria that assist us here.
Okay. This is pretty standard. Jonathan, do you have any comments on this?
Yes. So we're gonna want a 5-foot temporary construction easement along Murray Avenue for future work that the engineering department is going to be undertaking. We've received the letter regarding the structural condition of the garage, and we accept it. And just an understanding that this garage can only remain in its location so long as it's in good structural condition. Once it needs to be substantially reconstructed or improved in a structural way, it has to be relocated to a conforming location. And the last thing I'll add is from the images, the garage seems to be in good condition except for the door. I believe, based on the testimony provided, that would be replaced. Just want to get some confirmation of that.
My client is on, so I can have Mike Shahid, if you can just confirm that you're going to replace the garage door, but otherwise, and he can confirm the other two items, but I've already spoken to him, and we are good with the temporary easement, as well as the restriction of if this garage should need substantive repair or is in complete disarray, that it will be moved towards the within the boundaries of the variance of the property setbacks.
Hey, your representations are acceptable. We don't need to call any witnesses, I don't believe.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions or concerns or comments on this request? Hearing none, I'll close this section and open up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'll close the public portion. I'd like to make a motion to accept, to authorize this variance. Can I get a second?
A second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? He's not here. I missed roll call. Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Not here.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this at our next meeting and send you a copy. Good luck.
Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the night.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 9, 25-CB-34V, Harun Mirza. Are you here?
Is Harun Mirza present?
Yes.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Harun Mirza, 600 Park Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Okay, you can put your hand down. Explain to the board what you'd like to do here.
Actually, my engineer will provide testimony for my
renovation.
Paul Fletcher.
We got Paul Fletcher.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
The testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and your name and address, please.
It's Paul Fletcher. 57 West Pond Road in Hope Lawn, New Jersey.
And Mr. Fletcher, you've appeared before this board on prior occasions as an engineer?
Actually, I'm appearing tonight as a planner.
As a planner. And you've appeared before this board previously?
I have.
Okay. I believe the board can accept his qualifications.
Thank you.
If I could ask, there's no button to turn on video, so I don't think you can see me.
I cannot see you.
Paul, you came in as an attendee?
I came in using the...
Because I did not send you a link. I did not know you were coming on tonight.
I usually just type in the the access, the okay. ID number, and then
what name did you come in under so we can make you a participant?
Well, I'm coming in on my phone. It should say Paul Fletcher. That's what,
the phone won't let you do it because you came in. You called it in. You didn't come in under the Zoom link.
Well, I did. I came in. I didn't tap on the Zoom link. You're right. Do you want me to try to do that?
Yeah. If you call in on your phone, it won't let you do that. You have to go on Zoom and put in the ID and put everything else, and it's not going to work. You came in as a telephone call.
Mr. Chairman, this is a fairly simple application. Perhaps he can just describe the what the applicant wants.
Can you do that, please?
Yes. Certainly. The subject property, as you have just heard, is 600 Park Avenue in Piscataway. It is block 11303, lot 6. It is a 100 by 100 lot in the R10 zone. It's a corner lot, the corner of Orchard Street and Park Avenue. It's dimensions of 100 by 100. It's a fully conforming lot. There is an existing 1.5-story single-family dwelling and detached garage on the property. The applicant desires to put a second floor on the single-family house, keeping the same foundation. There will be just a small extension out the front by the porch by about 2 feet. But other than that, it'll just be going straight up. Excuse me while I tap some buttons here.
All right. Mr. Fletcher should be able to get on now. There's something wrong with the laptop. I had to use another computer.
I'm trying to get on. I don't know if you can see me yet.
No, we cannot.
No. I don't think we need to belabor it. Let me provide the testimony. I have no exhibits to show you, so.
Can we hear our engineer's report? Would that help? John? Jonathan?
Yes, thank you. So seeing how the addition does not exacerbate any prior non-conforming setbacks, the main concern that our staff report addresses is a fence location, as well as a landscape buffer for the fence. We also want some testimony from Mr. Fletcher, because there just hasn't been enough information provided for, excuse me, why the house can't be reconfigured on the lot if we are doing such an extensive renovation. So I'm happy to talk about, explain the fence, the solution that we were discussing in the staff report, or we can put it back on Mr. Fletcher to provide testimony, some additional information as to why there hasn't been an attempt to relocate the structure.
Certainly. I believe the video is working now.
Yes, it is.
Falling water, beautiful.
Yes, it is. Let me answer that last question first. And that is, it would be an extreme hardship to the applicant to request him to move the house. You're talking about essentially demolishing the house and rebuilding it. In this case, he's saving the basement and the foundation. He's saving the first floor framing. He's putting a second floor on. That's one of the reasons that I believe the board has the authority to grant this, since it is a C1 hardship variance to comply with the required setbacks. There is an existing requirement in the R10 zone of 35-foot front setback. On Orchard Street, existing setback is 29 feet, and it will remain at 29 feet. On Park Avenue, there is an existing nonconformity of 31.4 feet. The applicant proposes to have 29.67, so it's a difference of about 2 feet. And that's because of the projection at the front, which are, I believe, closets for the front door. Now, we have to remember these are front yard setbacks, so we're not getting any closer to any of the neighbors. And in my mind, one is an existing, it can't really be fixed. The other is a de minimis change from the existing conditions. Apart from that, there are no other bulk variances required. He's well under on his rear and side setbacks, well over rather, well under on maximum lot coverage. Going to the report from June 2nd, I would agree with the statement that we did not exacerbate the existing non-conforming front yard setbacks. The comment number two is that the fence should be brought in 22 feet from Orchard Street and have a single 8-foot panel coming from the corner of the house. And the applicant, I would discuss that with the applicant, is very agreeable to making that change. Number three talks about putting landscaping on the exterior of the fence along Orchard Street. We will comply with those requests and also the bonding and installation in a timely manner. With regards to number four, I would ask for testimony to be provided for the variances. I believe you can justify this clearly under the C1 hardship criteria, where it would be a hardship on the owner to actually move and remove that existing condition of the front yard violation. And I see no detrimental or negative effects to the neighborhood or the zone out of the master plan. With regards to, I think you can also look at the C2 criteria where the benefits significantly outweigh the detriments. In this case, we're enlarging existing housing stock. We're beautifying the property. We're going to be making it aesthetically pleasing. It'll be a proud addition to the neighborhood with the new facade. And I believe it's also being brought up to code standards. And I see no adverse effect to the neighborhood or to the zone plan or the master plan.
Okay.
So for those reasons, I think the board has the authority, and I would request respectfully that they approve this application.
I'll accept that testimony. Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. So just two final points. So you understand item two on that staff report, how we're proposing that fence orientation?
Yes.
And for item three, that bond, just a point, that's an optional bond in the event that they can't install it in a timely manner. I don't want you to be under the impression that it's mandatory.
Understood.
I don't have any other questions for Mr. Fletcher. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on the board have any questions or concerns or comments at this time? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the public portion, and I make a motion to accept this request.
I'll second.
Thank you, Kalpesh. Will the clerk please take the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this at our next meeting and send it to you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good night. And moving on to number 10, that's 25-ZB-30V. Mr. Amitabha Roy?
Is Amitabha Roy present?
Yes, I'm present here.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Whatever I say, I'll speak the truth.
Thank you. Give us your name and address, please.
973 East Lincoln Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
And your name?
Amitabha Roy.
Okay, Mr. Roy, could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yeah, I'm requesting a 6-foot privacy fence in easement area in the back of the house and in the front yard setback. And that fence I'm requesting as a privacy for the family, and I would like to have a, you know, created garden with the flower plants and vegetable plants, and I want to protect them from deers. And then I have a dog that, you know, also important for the fencing, should not go out, and then children playing in the property. So for safety reasons, and to some extent security also.
Okay, and do you understand that if the township ever needs access to that easement, you would be responsible for removing the fence and replacing it at your cost?
Yes.
And you're agreeable to that?
Yes.
That's all that I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Jonathan, you have any comments on this?
We are requesting a landscape buffer along East Lincoln Avenue. Does the applicant agree to that?
Yes.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on the board have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request?
No, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the public portion. I make a motion we accept this request.
Will the clerk I'll second it.
Thank you. Will the clerk please take the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidalgo?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application's been approved. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Thank you. Moving on to number 11.
I can drop up? No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Moving on to number 11, 25-ZB-42V, Manish Patel.
Is Manish Patel present? Manish Patel, are you present?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Manish Patel, Piscataway, 56 Rachel Terrace.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Let me my daughter explain a little better than me.
Okay, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth? Your name and address, please.
Mira Patel at 56 Rachel Terrace, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Speak up and explain to the board what your family would like to do.
Good evening. We're requesting to have a portion of our proposed second story deck extend 5.5 feet into the rear yard setback. So that's instead of the 25 feet, we want it to be 19.5 feet. In a previous variance, we were already approved for a 19.5 feet setback for an addition to the house. So we just want to make the deck flush with that addition. The previous approval granted was under 24ZB11V. The deck wouldn't go any further than what the house already is. So the overall footprint and visual impact would remain consistent. And from the staff report, we understand the board's concerns about potential sight lines or privacy, and we're open to putting screening or anything up to protect privacies of neighboring properties. And we've already spoken to our neighbors, like the adjacent neighbors, and they showed support. They can provide a letter if necessary. So that's for the deck. We also have a fence, like in the previous variance, it was also approved to extend it out 20 feet. We just want it to start from the front of the house, but I know the town sees it as the side of our house because we're a corner lot. So that was another thing. And we were also asking for a depressed curb. Our driveway is currently a 3-car driveway, but we only have like the 1-car opening. So we would have to like turn the car to make it go in. So we're just asking if we could make a depressed curb for the entire width of the driveway. So it's easier to reverse in and out and such.
Mr. Weissman, you may want to check with Mr. Mizrahi.
Yes, Jonathan.
So, yes, thank you. So we'll start with the driveway. So mm-hmm. you will need a street opening permit to do that. We can address that almost separately from everything else that we're doing here. There's a required detail for how that sidewalk and driveway apron needs to be. That should have been included in the memo that was sent to you.
Yeah.
So that's something that we can, you'll come into the office, we can handle that. Do you have any of these neighbors on the call tonight that you've spoken with about the rear sidelines?
They are not on the call, no.
Okay. And I just want to, again, just reiterate the fence location doesn't exacerbate the prior approval. And like you said, we see it as a front yard, it's your side yard. The staff feels like the deck shouldn't grant this encroachment in the rear yard setback. Have you considered doing a smaller deck with a patio?
It's a second story deck, so we have considered moving it out, like shortening it, so we wouldn't even have to go through the whole with variance thing. But it wouldn't look as nice, like the appeal, like from the back, because it wouldn't go flush with the house. We also have a big family and we have like lots of gatherings, so it'd be nice to get the full yard, like the full deck, instead of shortening it.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'll put it like this. We'll put it up to a vote. If this gets approved, I want to condition this with evergreen landscape screening along the back property line and the side property line as needed to screen this from the neighbors, as well as a road opening permit for a street opening permit for the driveway work. But I'll leave it up to the board to place a vote.
So the screening you're suggesting, this is a second story deck, will provide actually privacy for the neighbors from who are people standing on the deck looking into other yards. Is that accurate? I'm just
trying. The intention would be for neighbors looking up into the deck. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's acceptable. Mr.
And we'll also condition a landscape screen along Rachel Terrace post fence to be consistent with how we're handling the 6-foot solid vinyl fencing. And that's something that we can work on together. It'd be shrubs spaced every 3 to 6 feet, and we can work on the details of that once you get the fence installed.
Okay. This acceptable, Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to open this up to any member of the board. Have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments on this request?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you, Laura. I now close the public portion. And I make a motion to accept this request with the conditions laid out by Jonathan. Can I get a second?
A second.
Thank you. Will the clerk please take the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Your application's been approved with those conditions. We'll memorialize this in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Moving on to item number 15, 25-ZB-11V. It's Parkway Plastics.
Good afternoon, Board Chair, members of the board. My name is Damon Prasad, licensed attorney in the state of New Jersey with Bob Smith and Associates. Here tonight representing the applicant, Parkway Plastics, for 25ZB11V. Tonight we're seeking a use variance, a D1 use variance for the use of outdoor storage containers that is used for the business, the primary business that's on the site. And we understand that these containers are violating the accessory structure setbacks. We'll get into more detail. However, the property that we in question is located at 561 Stelton Road, designated as block 5302 on lot 1.03 in the LI5 zone. The property has approximately 300 feet of frontage along Stelton Road and has a county drainage easement along the western property line. To the north of the property, which would be the rear yard, there is a Conrail railroad line that goes along the length of the rear yard. Past that rail line is approximately 40 acres of undeveloped land that is currently owned by the NJDEP and is a Superfund site. Surrounding this property, there are commercial, retail, and other industrial uses. Currently on the site, there is a family-owned business which manufactures high-quality plastic lids and jars and ships them to a variety of businesses, both locally and worldwide. This business has been in this location for 3 generations and over 75 years, and the Rowan family has operated this site and used outdoor storage for a long time while this business has been operational. The containers on the site are utilized for manufacturing to store products that are used for the manufacturing and to store products that are already ready to ship out to customers. There is one main building on the site. That building contains offices and also most of the manufacturing production area. The site is in immaculate condition. I have walked it with the client. It is very well kept. Landscaping is well kept. The concrete and pavement areas are sealed or repaved where needed, and it is very organized and maintained. Tonight, the applicant is proposing to continue utilizing the outdoor storage containers for the manufacturing and product operation. While some of the containers are within the accessory structure setbacks, the shape and features of the lot limit the ability to store these containers on the site. However, they have been there for 75 years and the containers have been on the site since approximately 1970s. The applicant will go into more details on the site conditions as well. So as mentioned, we are here seeking a D1 use variance for the containers to remain on site and to utilize them. I have gone through with the applicant and we have come up with a solution to mitigate some of the setback requirements and also to provide some landscaping. So for testimony tonight, I have the applicant, Mr. Ned Rowan, that is here from Parkway Plastics. I also have Mr. James Higgins from James W. Higgins Associates as our professional planner. The staff report that we will be referring to tonight is the Piscataway Township staff report that is dated April 21st, 2025. And we intend to address the comments that are on there and hopefully we'll be able to work with Mr. Mizrahi to come to an agreement on how we can make the site more functional. With that, if the board has no questions of me, I'd like to introduce our first witness.
Is that Mr. Rowan?
That is Mr. Rowan.
Mr. Rowan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good evening.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Ned Rowan. My full name is Edward Rowan. 55 West Lane, Madison, New Jersey.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Prasad.
Thank you. Mr. Rowan, can you please, for the benefit of the board, tell them your role and relationship to the business at 561 Stelton Road?
Director of Operations.
And
business, sorry.
Go ahead. Okay, so you're the Director of Operations, and this is a family-owned business, correct?
Correct. It was founded approximately 1953 by my grandfather.
Can you please tell the board why we're here tonight seeking a use variance for these containers?
We received a notice from the township, essentially relating to some of the storage containers on our property and stating that they were not conforming to authorization for the township currently.
Okay, and tonight we're seeking to maintain those containers in the current layout, but we do intend on changing some of those setback issues, correct?
That's correct. Sorry, I had to step away to close a door. I apologize.
No worries. So can you please explain to the board why you chose Piscataway to open or why your grandfather and why you continue to run this business in Piscataway?
Well, my grandfather chose it because it was, just a great, great town to grow a business. He'd always been from the area. Our family's been in New Jersey for many generations. And his sister lived at the shore and he lived up in this area. And they actually purchased the property together and were 50% owners at the time that they purchased it. And, it just seemed like a really great and central location. Obviously, we all know that it's near to all of the main arteries servicing both the, east and west in the country and, of course, up and down the country as well.
Good. And there are a number of employees that you have at your operation currently that are residents of Piscataway Township, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I do not handle HR, but my understanding is 7 are within Piscataway, and then many are also within the surrounding towns. Maybe another 7 to 8 to 10 are within the surrounding towns, call it Dunellen.
Okay, understood. Can you please explain to the board the hours of operation?
The business operates 5 days a week. At times where we are extremely busy, we ramp up and can go as lengthy as 7 days, although we try and manage the schedule to allow the time off on the weekend. It's 3 shifts, so it's 24 hours a day. And the shifts in the evening tend to be lighter than the day shift.
And how many employees do you have on site?
It does vary between 35 and, say, I think at our absolute peak, it was 47.
It's 47 employees, but not all on site at the same time within 3 shifts.
Not all on site at the same time. Generally speaking, the day shift tends to be the more populated shift. Having somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 25 people, and the evening shift and overnight shift tend to have more along the lines of 6 to 8 people.
Understood. Can you please explain what the purpose of the containers are on site?
It's to store, generally speaking, finished good inventory.
So these are products that are already manufactured and kept in the containers to be shipped?
That's correct.
And what types of products do you manufacture?
We manufacture plastic containers, plastic jars, plastic caps.
And these vary in shape, sizes, and colors depending on inventory and customer needs, correct?
That's right. We have about ballpark 250 different shapes, sizes, and then we also hold them in stock for customers because it is a proprietary line. We're generally not a captive manufacturer. It's almost like a grocery store for packaging. And so you need an ability to have them in specific locations and to enable access as well.
Understood. So keeping these products in these colored containers allows you to maintain organized and an organized manufacturing and also an organized sale process. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Are all the containers on your site currently being utilized?
Yes, they are.
And How do you know what's in each container?
We have a detailed inventory list with specific mins and maxes, and specific locations.
So at the moment, you are using all the containers that are on site, and have you reduced the amount of containers on your site?
Yes, we have. So I was in college until 2001, entered the business in 2003, and at the time of entering the business, it was probably, we might have had as many, at least maybe 30% more containers. But, you know, over the course of the prior 22 years, as sad as that is, we've reduced them. You know, I've really made a pretty big effort to try and manicure the property and eliminate items that were not needed in the interest of, you know, being a good citizen to the township.
So in that process, you removed approximately 25 containers, I believe, correct?
It might be 35.
35 containers. And the materials that are stored in these containers are manufactured products. Do any of the containers have any hazardous or chemical or flammable substances inside?
No.
Currently, how the site is, how are the containers screened from view from the neighboring properties?
We have a 6-foot chain link slatted fence.
And the chain link slats painted, are green.
The slats on the chain link fence, which I also installed to assist in that capacity for, you know, adding a nice aesthetic to the property, are a forest green, shall we say. And over the past 10 to 15 years, we've also proceeded to paint the containers the same color, forest green, you know.
And that's to reduce the visibility through the slats, if any.
Yes.
Understood. And there are some trees along the eastern property line, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You also propose to take some additional measures to mitigate the visual of these containers. Right now, it appears that maybe they're only visible from the shopping center, is that correct?
That's correct.
And the additional measures, if I can share my screen, I'll show an exhibit that we have created. And then, Ned, if you can talk through what the measures what we are talking about. So, Ned, if I can ask you specifically, are you willing to relocate containers numbered on this plan, numbered 1, 2, and 3? And are you willing to relocate them to where the position of 8, 9, and 10 are?
That's correct. Yes, I am.
And 8, 9, and 10 will be removed from the site.
That's my proposal.
Okay, let me just stop you for a minute.
Sure.
This, we're going to mark this as A1. And
yes.
Can you supply a paper copy to the zoning board for our file?
Yes, we'll do.
Thank you.
So just to reiterate, 8, 9, and 10 are going to be removed and replaced with 1, 2, and 3, correct?
Correct.
Additionally, containers numbered 11 through 17 will be reduced to 20-foot containers, correct?
Yes, correct. They are the containers that are currently there are 40-foot containers, and I'm proposing to remove those and replace them with 20-foot containers.
And those containers are the containers that are the most violative of the side yard setback, correct?
That's correct.
And additionally, in conjunction with the staff report, are you proposing to do landscaping along that property line to screen it from the shopping center?
Yes, we're willing to help make it more pleasant to the shopping center, if that's what the town would like.
And will you work with the township landscape architect, Mr. Mizrahi, who's present on this call? Will you work with him to get a good landscaping plan that's the satisfaction of the township and also that provides functionality for your site?
Yes, I am.
To address another comment on the staff report dated April 21st, 2025, there are additional structures that were placed on the site prior to Mr. Rowan working at this facility. Ned, can you please tell us about that structure labeled 1950 Quonset hut, please?
I mean, I can tell you that I think it predates 1950s. It's always been referred to as a World War II Quonset hut. So I'm not sure the true date of it, but I think that is it. I think it was a hangar of some sort. I'm not sure what for, perhaps military vehicles, but I really can't tell you which kind.
Okay. Also, there is another structure on the site labeled as a 1998 for storage. Can you please tell the board that what is inside that container or that structure?
That's also used for inventory.
Storage of inventory. Correct. There's one more that is just below that labeled 1998 structure for production. Can you please explain to the board what that is for?
We use that for printing and other types of production-related processes.
Okay, and that container that is used for production, that is sprinklered as well?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have a yearly fire inspection done by the township, and you have never had an issue or any fire hazards that were noted?
Correct.
Additionally, to request one of the to address one of the comments on the staff report, have you considered expanding the building to increase storage in the interior of the building?
It has been considered over the years, but it really just does not seem like we would be able to do that without having to shut the business down for an extended period of time. And I just don't know that the business would survive.
And it also will put your employees out of a job for until the renovations are complete. Is that correct?
Correct.
To address another comment on the staff report, are you willing to install the fiber optic cables along the property frontage as requested by the town?
Yes,
we are. Fiber optic conduits, not cables. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yes, we are.
And for security around the site, can you explain what kind of security you have currently for the site?
I mean, we have several camera systems.
That contains about 39 cameras, is that correct?
39 cameras, that's correct.
And the lighting around the site is also motion sensor lighting, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We replaced it within the past 5 years.
Okay.
All of the lighting's been switched to LED. Great. I believe that's what it is.
Understood. I have no further questions for Mr. Rowan, if the board does have any questions.
I'll jump in quickly. So has there been any consideration for putting up another one of these, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, the Quonset huts, or some other form of accessory storage unit that's not a shipping container that might have additional capacity?
It has. It's just has not seemed to be practical to allow the business to continue to run during that time. We did look into it upon receiving the complaint from the town, and we'd considered it prior. It just, it really could cause irreparable harm to the business in its current location.
Yeah, I feel like if we're talking about moving a lot of these 20-foot units and kind of shuffling them all around along the border with lot 1.04, wouldn't that cause the same hardship on the business, that this would impact your business in the same way? I could argue that, you know, installing a more substantial permanent storage solution would have just as much impact as this proposal would.
I think that it would be significantly easier for us to facilitate the transfer of these containers than disrupting the entire inventory system for, you know, what could be 12 to 24 months. We would have nowhere to put anything that currently is there.
Okay. David, are you, do you have any other witnesses for this applicant?
Yes, I do have a professional planner, Mr. Higgins, here to testify on the variance.
I'll hold off on any further questions. John, do you have anything you want to add for Mr. Rowan?
Mr. Chairman, this is John Chadwick. I did submit a report. It wasn't referenced at the outset. It's dated April 8, 2025. There are five items raised in the report. The testimony on discussion prior addresses all but one. Does that fence still have barbed wire on the top?
Yes, it does, but we would be more than happy to remove that.
Because it wasn't mentioned, and I think it should be.
I apologize for that.
And I also, the landscaping on the front of the building, Jonathan, I guess you can take care of that. I just think it's pretty sparse.
Thank you, John.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay, John. Thank you.
If the if the board has no further questions.
I'm sorry. Absolutely. These containers aren't mobile. You don't ship product with these containers, correct?
That's correct.
They're simply a storage unit and where you keep inventory.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
If I may, I would like to call them.
If there are no further questions, you can call Mr. Higgins.
Thank you. Mr. Higgins, if you can turn on your mic and your camera and be sworn in by the board, please.
Yep, I think they're both on.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
James W. Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, 14 Tilton Drive, Ocean, New Jersey.
Mr. Higgins has been accepted as a planner before this board on numerous prior occasions.
And my license is still current.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Higgins, if you can please run through your testimony on the variances that we were seeking and the justifications under the MLUL, and also if you can give the board your opinion on the site and the current operations.
Yeah. Well, I'll start with the site and the current operation. The site is a 3.81 acre site. It's in an area with industrial and commercial uses. As David said, there's a railroad conrail directly behind the site, and on the other side of that railroad is a very large Superfund site. So the properties actually surrounding the site are not substantially impacted by what's going on this site. The site is screened from the property to the east, from the supermarket to the east, by the fencing and also by the topography. The property slopes down about 3 or 4 feet from the adjacent property, and that mitigates a lot of the visual impact of the storage units. And the storage units themselves have been upgraded and very, very well maintained. They're painted, they look immaculate. The property itself is quite frankly immaculate. I'm very surprised that it's an industrial property and in the condition it's in. In fact, it's better maintained than my residential property. I was a little bit embarrassed when I was walking around it.
Because I just got my thing in the mail, so you're able to pay whatever the car registration and the property tax.
Hey, Bill, can you mute your phone?
Yeah, I can't hear you.
I was asking Bill to mute the
registration.
Mute your phone. Bill, please mute your mic.
Bill, please mute yourself.
But you don't have to do inspections. Oh, that's nice. Bill did that because you can, in North Carolina, you have to have it inspected.
I apologize for the interruption here. We're having problems. Oh, there we go. Okay, we can continue.
Yeah. I mean, the site, in my opinion, is particularly suited for what they're proposing to do. The containers are not the same size, the same height as a building would be. I did a very quick calculation based on the number of containers that are there and the square footage of storage, and it's about 3/4 acre. So to replace those containers with a building would be a substantial impact on the property and probably would close the business down for a while because they would lose the ability to store the product on the site to begin with and would be improving much of the site with the construction of a new building. And whether or not, in fact, the it would be practical for the applicant to do that, I don't know. But the site is particularly suited for what the applicant's proposing to do. I think the minor modifications that are being proposed with reducing the size of some of the storage units and proposing the landscaping along the eastern property line, I think are a substantial improvement and would improve the appearance of the site. And like I said, the appearance of the site is very, very good to begin with for an industrial site. So I don't see any substantial negative impact. I do think, again, this is an industrial use in an industrial zone. It's a light industrial use in a light industrial zone. And the storage is necessary for the business to continue to operate in the manner that it has operated on. It has been on the site for over 75 years. The other point I would make is that the site, up until the last 20 years, has basically been, the rear of the site has basically been dirt. And there were containers stored on the dirt area. The applicant, the current operator of the site, has come in. He has made substantial improvements in terms of grading the site, in terms of putting landscaping and grass in. The northwestern corner of the site does flood periodically, so he removed all of the containers out of that area and just put in a grass area, which I think was a substantial improvement also. So when I look at it, I think there are substantial benefits to what the applicant's proposing and what to what's been done, and that he's proposing to maintain these storage units in their current condition, in their current locations with the changes that were suggested. And I don't see any substantial negative impact to the surrounding area or to your zone plan. In fact, quite frankly, the storage containers, should the business leave the site and another business come in, it would not be a major production for a new business if they wanted to remove those storage containers and to do other improvements to the site if it suited them.
Mr. Higgins, we're going to ask you a question.
Sure.
You did say that the site floods periodically to the rear. It doesn't exactly flood, is that correct? It's just the grass gets a little too soft to support a container there.
I have not witnessed it. The applicant has explained to me that at times it flooded up to the area where the grass is. It gets covered with water, so it's
and not that's and that's because of a drainage easement that's existing.
There's a drainage structure that exists on the western side of the site. It's basically a dry ditch most of the time, but there are times when there's heavy rain that it does flood, and it goes under the ditch goes under two culverts under the railroad track to the Superfund site on the other side of the railroad track.
Understood. I have no further questions for Mr. Higgins, if the board has any questions.
Anyone on the board have any questions? No, nothing from the board. Do you have anyone else?
Mr. Higgins is the final witness that we have tonight.
Okay. Jonathan, do you have any things you'd like to add at this point?
Yes, thank you. This type of container is still not permitted. So if the board does look favorably upon this application, I would feel more comfortable having some sort of written understanding between the applicant and the township. Jim, however we feel like that's best, whether it's a deed restriction, a developer's agreement, whatever document of the sort, we need to limit the future addition of shipping containers. And we also need to condition that once this property is sold, the shipping containers will be removed. Otherwise, Mr. Chairman, I'm looking forward to working with the applicant on landscaping matters, should this be approved. And that's all the comments that I have.
Mr. Persaud, after you make the changes suggested in your Exhibit A1, moving containers 1, 2, and 3 and removing 8, 9, and 10, I believe.
Yes.
how many containers will be present on the property?
It will still have, Ned, you might be able to answer this better than I can. Essentially, it will have, what is there now, minus 10. Three? Minus 10?
Minus 10, I think, yes. If you pull up your sheet again, three go away sure. when we move them, plus I think we proposed removing another seven. And so we'd be getting rid of net 10.
Well, what the net number be? Reducing.
Yeah, net reduction of 10.
And what would the final total number be after you take away 10?
75. And I would have no problems with the deed restrictions requested.
I believe Mr. Prasad and I can work that out. And you also have no problem that if you vacate the property, you would remove all of the containers.
That's correct. I mean, I'll be honest, just we've been in Piscataway for 75 years and, you know, I myself have been running it for 20 years and, you know, the word immaculate has been used several times. We truly take pride in our property. So if the board would be willing to give this consideration, we would be thankful.
That's all that I have, Mr. Chairman. I think I can address Mr. Mizrahi's comments with the applicant's attorney.
Very good. Mr. Chadwick, did you have anything you wanted?
Other than the removal of the barbed wire and the enhanced landscaping, which I've already said.
Okay, thank you. Anyone on the board have any questions, concerns, or comments at this time? Hearing none, I'd like to open this up to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions, concerns, or comments at this time?
No one, Chairman.
Thank you. I'd like to close the public portion. I'd like to make a motion that we accept this request with the comments of Mr. Chadwick and Mr. Mizrahi. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weiss?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We'll memorialize it at our next meeting. Before that, I'll be in touch with you to go over some language for the resolution.
Understood. Thank you, Council. Thank you, Board Chair, and thank you, members of the board. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you to the board. Thank you very much.
Okay, moving on to the next one. Item number 16. This is 23-ZB-76B, Mary Jo Bonowski.
Did we hear from the applicant today?
No, we have not, Mr. Keneally, and he was sent a Zoom link also.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, this application, as you can see from the ZB number, is several years old. The applicant has not cooperated and they have not responded. We put them on notice at their last hearing that if they were not ready to proceed tonight, the board would entertain a motion to dismiss for lack of prosecution. I would like someone from the board to make that motion if you so desire.
I will make that motion.
I'll second it.
Thank you.
We'll need a roll call on that.
Thank you.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Weissman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Item number 17, adoption of resolution from the regular meeting of June 12th, 2025.
First resolution, NYSMSA, Verizon Wireless, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next is Jay Patel, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Next is R.S. Madison, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Final resolution, Yahia Abbas, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have this evening.
Thank you. Moving on to item 18, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of June 12th, 2025. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any nays and abstentions? Passes. Thank you. Item number 19 Adjournment. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it. Everyone have a good night. Happy July 4th.
Thank you, everyone.
Everyone have a good night.
Thank you, everyone. Sorry about the technical issue.